This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No. Oh, what about them damn Florida Panthers, baby?
Whoo, yeah. They're good. Man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour on a Trillville Thursday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. I bet people listen to the show and have only been listening to it for a couple of years and wonder, or maybe a couple of weeks or months or days or whatever. And they're like, why do they call it Trillville Thursday? Like, yes. Why is Thursdays dedicated to the incredible local group Trillville? Well, because one time when John and Hugh used to do the morning show, we were doing crosstalk, and Oren, who was producing the show at the time, had a Trillville beat underneath us.
Yes.
And I just referred to it as, coming up on a Trillville Thursday.
Yes.
And then it just stuck.
Yep.
And then Trillville's manager, I think, listened to the show, and he was like, hey, it's cool you guys say that. We can record some rejoiners for you. This one, yeah. And
this beat still put me down. Ooh.
I did come into that segment. Because we remember we used to do crosstalk with those guys every day.
Yeah.
I said, what it is, John? What's up?
You damn sure did.
And John looked at me.
John looks like
very confused.
Very, very confused.
And it's been Trillville Thursday ever since.
Ooh.
And it will be until time, whatever.
Who knows? Oh, I just like that song. But we had a funny thing because both of my wives do the same thing. I bet Andy will do it. I bet Randy or something like that, right?
My wife does not do that.
Your wife's never done that? Oh, man. I bet my wife.
I'm sorry that your wife does that.
I'm not going to fix it. No. I bet Andy would fix it because they know how to fix stuff.
Well, that's not fair.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, Andy knows how to fix stuff. And so when I thought about this morning, okay. I saw you with your new shorts on, right? And I was like, oh, Andy, fresh over there.
I'll be
right?
honest with you, Randy. Huh? And I've had these shorts for a while.
I ain't never looked at you like that.
No. I've not worn them before.
Oh, I caught the glimpse of them. I was like, oh, Andy's got some fancy shorts on. Andy's got the Lulus on, right? And I was like, I remember I said it to you, I was like, huh, this is Andy has them on. Because she bought me some.
Right.
She did. And,
right.
I always refused to wear them because of the name.
Yeah.
But since you're wearing them, and you're the manliest of men I know.
I suppose, but here's the thing.
You're all man.
I just want to tell you this part of it because I've had these since Christmas.
Okay.
This is the first time I've worn them.
Right.
Because you and I have made fun of Lululemon a lot of times. Yeah. And I was like, I can't be showing up to work in Lululemon shorts.
Right.
But then today I was like, you know what? They're nice shorts.
Yeah.
Also, everything else was dirty.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put these on. And I was like, Randy won't notice.
Yes.
I noticed first thing.
I was like, hold on.
I was like, oh, man. I thought I was about to get clowned on the podcast.
But then I was like, Well, she did buy me some for Christmas, and I refused to wear them.
All right.
And so now that my boy's wearing them, I can wear them.
But did you see that? We were both not wearing them because of each other.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing them because of you. That's why she always like, Andy, if Andy can fix it, well, call his ass then, woman. All right? Damn.
Yeah, no.
I've been broke something.
No, what my wife does do that your wife does is, that, and they'll use each other to like justify, oh, well, Donna's going to do this. Yes. Well, Donna's doing that. And I was like, I bet she's not.
Yes.
Like, she might have maybe said she was, but I bet she's not.
Right.
Because that's been their, they tried to team up on us at the cookout a couple weeks ago to try to get a chainsaw.
Yes.
They were like,
still on it.
We're doing it, and you guys can't say anything about it. And you and I, in unison, were like, no, don't get a chainsaw.
You're not doing it.
I love my wife with all of her fingers.
And they're lovely fingers. I love kissing her hands, and I love when her 10 fingers touch
me. I'm a big fingertips guy.
Yeah, man, but get y'all ass down. But yeah, now that I see that you wear them, I can wear them now.
Okay.
All right? So, yeah.
So,
We're Lulu guys.
We're Lulu guys now.
No, the hell we're not. No, the hell we are not.
My brother bought me these too, by the way. I didn't buy them either.
Exactly. My wife bought them. That's the
firm ground that we're standing on. I was like, all right, we'll wear them if they're purchased for us.
Yeah, I ain't wearing them. That thing costs, I looked at the price of them things.
I know.
Yeah, man.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, dog.
But I will say, very comfortable.
There you go, man.
Very comfortable.
You thinking about investing in a pair yourself?
Mm-mm, no. But I will. But if people buy them for me, I'll wear them. And I'll wear them to work with no shame.
Yeah, man. Because I didn't even try mine on. That's how I refused to
Good
ever.
For you.
I was like, them things, they're still in the closet.
You're going to wear them tomorrow, aren't you?
It's a possibility.
You should. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
It's a possibility.
Here's what my wife does that's similar to that is she'll look at places and be like, oh, yeah, Randy and Donna went there. And I was like, yeah, well, Randy played in the NFL for 11 years. So great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Don't do that.
You go with her. You guys go.
Let him go by himself. Because you know what your wife loves it. My wife wants to go? Charleston.
Let him go.
Let her. Next time she goes to Charleston, take my wife with you. Because I ain't going because of what Andy told me about Charleston.
So I'm being used by both of the spouses in this. Yeah. She wants to go because I've been, and you don't want to go because of what I told you.
Yeah.
All right. The Falcons signed Ryan Neuzel to a 2-year, $9.5 million contract, $6.25 million guaranteed.
Nice deal.
Seems about right.
Nice deal.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I know that there was some negotiation going on. Obviously, he participated in OTAs without the contract signed. But he got it signed, and I don't know, for a guy that started 4 games or 5 games. Yeah.
They like,
seems
I mean,
right.
He's been a guy who every time they talk about him, they say they like him. I mean, that we talk about him. They like him here. They're trusted him and everything like that.
But who do they have that they don't like?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, good for him. Nice deal with an opportunity to earn more. Obviously, the 6.25 is guaranteed.
Right.
So it's basically a prove it, but it's not a big enough deal that if he thinks they won't bench his ass.
Yeah, here's the reality. Exactly. Right. It's a prove it deal because he hasn't proven anything.
Yeah.
If we're a year from right now and Ryan Neuzel played excellent center all year, there's a pretty good chance he gets a new contract next offseason because it's essentially a 1-year, $6.25 million contract,
right.
Which would be great. I hope that's what happens. I hope Ryan Neuzel gets a new contract next summer,
man,
because that would mean that he played great.
Because he's the biggest question mark up there. I mean, I know we can talk about the right tackle and everything. He ain't a big-ass question mark to me. Like the center is.
Yeah, no, you know what he is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a matter of trying to help out some of the deficiencies that he has, which you can do by putting help on that side of the line.
You can't put help over no center.
You can't help the center.
you got one of the best guards in football and a really good player next to him.
And that's how you help the center.
But that's how you help him.
That's how you help
him. But there's a lot of stuff he got to do by himself.
Speaking of McGarry, and I'm not trying to, you know, whatever, OTAs are OTAs, but we got the answer as to why Pitts wasn't on the field for OTAs dealing with a foot thing yesterday.
Right.
Did anybody ever say anything about McGarry?
No.
Just, we don't know.
I haven't heard of anything.
Okay. And it's voluntary, and he's not there, he doesn't have to be there. The deal will be if he's not there at mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks, and there's no reason to think that he won't be.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd spoke with the media. A lot of Caden Ellis did too, but we're going to let you hear from Leonard Floyd talking about the Falcons drafting 2 edge rushers.
I loved it, man. The more the merrier. I'm a guy who's I believe in rotation. I believe in coaches sending guys in, fresh legs, and getting out the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have it.
Perfect
man.
Answer.
You know, it's a perfect answer. And, you know, he's a veteran of this group and everything, and he signed a 1-year deal. But, sometimes you got to have a guy like they have rotations on defense line. There's just some guys that, you know, you might rotate in 2 or 3 plays. Like Max Crosby comes out 2 plays a game.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett comes out 2-3 plays a game. This rotation right here is not only to keep guys fresh, but also to give different looks.
Yeah.
Because everybody's a different type pass rusher here. Mm-hmm. And so that's another reason why you just get all these guys. But, yeah, I mean, they needed pass rushers, and they went and got pass rushers.
We've been begging for them to do it.
Yes, and they went and got
and
two
they
of
did
them.
It.
Yes, in the first round.
And signed Leonard Floyd.
And signed Leonard Floyd.
And you got Trice coming back from an injured year out. Yes. So there's a lot of
Arnold Ebikadi
in a contract year. Yeah, so there's a lot of arguments for success. Hopefully, a couple years down the road, one of these two guys that you drafted in the first round is one of those guys you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Comes out for a couple plays a game, is an every down pass rusher, is a Pro Bowler, all pro, that kind of stuff. Time will tell. They're rookies this year, so it's nice to have as much depth as possible. Here's Liam Cohen, who is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, talking about Travis Hunter.
We won't put him in that situation to have him do that, although I'm sure he'd probably want to. He still meets defensively every day that he's on offense, so he's getting the mental part of it and being able to catch up on some of the communication, some of the corrections off the film. From the defensive side of the ball. So he's getting a lot of the mental, and it would probably be unfair to put him out on the grass and do both and ask him to go do that and see success.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say people don't look how they sound.
He does.
He sounds exactly how he looks and looks exactly how he sounds.
All the way.
That makes sense. Yeah. Travis Hunter won't practice offense and defense on both same day.
Yeah, it makes no difference. I mean, it makes no sense to do that. Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing they want to do right now is make him as polished as a receiver as they can. You know, they want to find out. And so if you can get that up, the way, as long as you're still getting the mental part of being, you know, actually do what they want him to do on defense. And you still got a lot of time to do that. And it'll be interesting how, because he's going to, in some games, he's going to do both. He is. He's going to play both ways. Now, it's all about how they prioritize it. But, yeah, he's going to be the most meeting and fool ever, man. Yeah, that dude's going to be a meeting after meeting after
it
meeting.
Seems like
after
he meeting. Doesn't mind.
Oh, no, nah, no. Nah.
Seems like he enjoys that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's a football junkie and loves it. So I can see them trying to just dabble him in right now. But I think right now their biggest focus is helping him at receiver.
He got married, by the way.
Yeah, good for him, man. Congratulations, my boy.
Congratulations to him, Travis
Hunter. And his wife or fiance, whatever you call it.
And that right there
is all you need to care about.
Is the perfect response to someone you don't know getting married, right?
Yes.
That's congratulations to him and his wife. And anybody who had any other response, it's kind of weird.
You're a damn weirdo.
Yeah.
You're a damn weirdo.
Kind of weird. Not your money. All right. Here's Caleb Williams talking about wanting to turn around the Bears.
Through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on, through all of what happened in, you know, last year and previous years, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why, you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here.
Good job getting that out the way.
Yeah, move past this crap.
Get that out of the way. Great job. First media availability.
Yep.
Get it out the damn way. Now, only a damn dork, because the story hasn't actually come out yet. These are just snippets of the story.
Oh.
And
but
so,
the story was that he was maybe going to not go to the draft because he didn't want to get drafted by the Bears.
Yes.
And his dad told the reporter that.
And And that was the biggest thing right there was pops.
A waste of time.
Like, I mean.
Why would you do that?
You got too many damn kids having to defend their parents nowadays.
Yeah, we've been talking about way too many athletes' parents. Halliburton's dad.
Sit your ass down.
His dad. No,
don't say, because you always be respectful to your papa. But damn.
Yeah, I mean, your son should not have to answer questions in a press conference about something you said or did.
Yeah, don't let organizations and don't let your organization, your job, have to answer for things that you ain't done playing football. Stephon Diggs.
No.
I love Steph. You don't put your – but the only reason why that is now, because you can't do anything in life without having somebody damn film it.
Yeah. I don't know what he did wrong.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But that you can't prove that's what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Might have been some blue cheese.
I've been on a lot of boats.
Might have been some blue cheese.
Might have very well been some blue cheese.
It was a whole lot of women on that boat.
It was. Blue cheese would have helped.
Hell yeah. There was a whole lot of people on that boat.
Stephon Diggs just looked like a man having a good time to me. And if good time's against the law, then guilty is charged. Okay?
Sign me up.
All right.
And lock me up.
I'm on Stephon Diggs' side on this one, okay? What did he do? On a boat with some beautiful ladies living his best life with a handkerchief? The handkerchief's the only thing that I disagreed with. He had a little handkerchief on.
What is wrong with them?
Other than that, everything he did was fine. All right. We'll come back and talk a little bit more Falcons, this side on the offensive side of the ball. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, as you heard. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get into a Falcons offensive side of the ball conversation in just a minute as well. We were just talking about the Phil Steele.
Yeah, man. Football. Come on, I said 8 days to Phil Steele.
Always fun.
Yeah.
Always fun when that magazine comes out. And we were talking, too, about how in this era of print everything, just struggling and having a hard time, he's still – and it's exclusive. It's once a year. It's for college football diehards, all that kind of stuff, to still be something that we all look forward to so much. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, Phil's. I love Phil's book.
I love it. And it's so fun to look at.
It's funny. It has a whole lot of info.
Yep.
Whole lot of info in it. And usually, that's my thought process. A lot of times when Phil's coming out, that means you're getting closer. That means you're getting closer and closer to college football. So many different things. I know that, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, as far as what's going on in the SEC meetings and stuff. And a lot of stuff was revealed, you know. And I know Rusty just says the clip, but I remember Kirby's talking about, remember, I'm like, why are y'all committing so damn early?
Yeah.
I see why.
Yeah, you got your answer.
Yeah, I got my answer.
You got your answer. Guys are getting NIL money when they're in high school still.
Yes.
And there was a report that Rusty just sent us where they've got high school, like big-time high school players getting as much as $25,000 a month for their commitment. Mm-hmm. Before going anywhere, doing anything, throwing any passes or blocks or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And also without even any firm guarantee that you're going to go there.
All.
And that's one thing that Kirby talked about earlier this week. One of the things we have to get figured out with this, what makes this era of college football and this structure so much different than anything else in sports or in life is, like, in the NFL, obviously guys get compensated, get paid huge money, rightfully so, for what they do, but it's in season.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid once a week during the season.
Yep.
You're not getting paid in February.
Nope.
You're not getting paid in March.
Nope.
These guys are.
Yep.
These guys are getting a once a month direct deposit in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when they haven't even played at the school yet. Like,
now all they got is, I'll come there.
You transferred in December.
Yep.
You got a couple direct deposits. You decided you didn't like it, and then you transferred out in April.
And then
that happened.
And then don't have to give it back.
And don't have to give it back.
Yeah.
Where else in life does that happen?
It don't really happen.
Maybe it does, but not to me. I want to know where you can do something like that. I want to know where you cannot do anything and just be like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And then not do it and still get to keep the money.
Pretty much. That's how it's going.
It's a great deal.
Unbelievable.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, now I see why.
Yeah, I understand why the 16-year-old five-star committed before he played his final year of high school football. They're sending him some money.
Yep. But, I mean, it's big business, baby. But, yeah, that's – I mean, I don't want to go there. And just keep the money. You got to figure out how to get that. That's why I got to get mine back, though. You said you was coming.
Right.
But you know when that happens a lot of times was when cats are getting ready for this is for the NIL, when you're getting ready for the draft and everything, and stuff like that would happen in, like, your last year of football, like agents would be sending you and all that stuff. You take it, but
you still don't necessarily have to sign with them.
I'm not going to sign with you, and you know why you're not going to do anything? Because you're in the wrong.
Yeah,
because
it was illegal that you gave it to me.
Because I'm going pro. So I don't need eligibility.
Yeah, college is not going to get mad at me.
Yeah, I'm going pro.
They might take away your certification for giving illegal money to a potential client.
Exactly.
And obviously that happens, and obviously it works out sometimes.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me front you X amount of money or whatever for the summer before you get drafted.
I wasn't so scary, and my mama wasn't so damn scary.
I don't think it was scared.
I was like, I don't know, Randy. That means that you owe him that money back. I was like, not really, Ma. Just, you know. And she's like, well, how you going to take money from somebody that you ain't going to sign with? I was like, well, everybody, Mama. But, well, your name is Randy. And you, I was like, all right, Ma.
Sounds to me like your mom was just being an excellent parent.
Really?
Yeah. don't you?
Whatever.
What if your kid said that to you? I think it sounds like you'd say the exact same thing.
I would.
You're not everybody.
Yeah, man. That lady, man. But I was scared, too.
When has the everyone else is doing it, so I should do it too argument worked with a good parent?
Oh, never.
Never. It's never, never worked with a good parent.
Ever. Never.
Everyone else is doing it. Well, good.
Yeah.
Let them.
You my child.
If everybody else jumped off a bridge, would you do that too?
Oh, my goodness.
If they filmed it on TikTok.
If they filmed it, because these damn fools are jumping off bridges because of that.
If I could get some reaction to it on TikTok, I probably would.
They are.
Hey.
I bet this new TikTok time somebody going to try to poke a deer with a stick. It's going to be the get beat up challenge.
The fight a deer challenge?
Yeah, fight a deer challenge with a bunch of dummies.
That's definitely going to happen. Come hang out with us on Father's Day or the Friday before Father's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us on Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click on the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com. Entering year two for Zach Robinson, offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. How different do you expect any of this to look? Like, obviously there's a very different player at quarterback.
Yes.
I think there's a big advantage to last year. None of these guys played before week one, and it showed.
Right.
Like, it was brutally honest early in the season that they had never played together before. Now, I'm not saying Penix is going to look like a seasoned vet, but the fact that he, I mean, treat those final three games of the year last year like preseason, and then the preseason that you have this year too, like at the very least he's going to know the like the physicality that he's dealing with from the quarterback position, whereas last year he had no idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, the offense is always going to end and start with Bijan. We understand that. He's going to be the guy. We understand that. But when you talk about as far as the passing game of it, I mean, you might see more outside breaking routes. You're probably going to see a lot more deep shots and things like that. But, I mean, no offense is built off of that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you get four, maybe, if you're lucky, five shots down the field per game. You know, a lot of stuff is more intermediate, short routes and things like that. So I can view it from there. I'm anxious because they're such a such a predominantly right running football team. The boot off of that with rolling Michael back to his left, you're going to get a lot more of that than you would with the right hand,
which is actually great,
which is really good.
Yeah,
you know, and so I think, you know, because they're such a predominantly right running football team, the play action and all those things, those play actions or those fakes off the stretch where he turns his back, he'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah,
because he's going back to his left.
One thing that he did really well when he was at Washington, too, was he's not like a huge, like, on-the-run thrower. Like, when he's running away from pressure and he has to get, like, he's running full speed to escape, he's okay at it. But they shifted the pocket so much with some of that stuff like you're talking about because they had to. Like, the offensive line was okay. Statistically, it looked really good because he got sacked never.
Yeah.
But that was why. They did so much moving of the pocket for him, and they would kind of shift it however far to the left side of the field or to the right side of the field or whatever, and then he'd establish himself, set his feet, and throw the ball down the field. That feels to me like something you're talking about there with some of that stuff with Bijan. He's very good at that, which is good. Kirk, if he had time, was in the pocket, was good. Like, he was really accurate last year when he had time and was in the pocket.
He was.
Especially pre-shoulder stuff. But anytime he had to move around at all,
it was never there. It was never there. So, that, I mean, you'll get more moving of the pockets with him. But, I mean, they're still going to want to run football. You're still going to get heavy doses of Bijan. And, you know, because of your right tackle being the blind side protector and all those things, you're going to get a lot more help on that side, hopefully. But the thing about it is like, if they want to do that, they got to do it with Warner. All right? You know what I mean? Warner or back or somebody like that. Stop doing it with Kyle because he doesn't do it well. Because he doesn't do a good job. Because when you're in that position, what you want to do is you want to knock the guy onto the tackle, meaning not push him with two hands. You know, that doesn't do nothing. You get that pattern. You got to hit him with that chicken wing. But yeah, I think you'll see more out routes, more deep throws, but not like it's going to be just a like absurd jump to it. You know what I mean? It's not going to be, oh, every other play we're going downfield.
No.
You know, because I know Moody can run.
Yeah, sure.
Moody can run, but they don't have the true, true deep threat.
I think one of the things just in terms of like how it might look different is – like every quarterback has limitations. Every quarterback has things that they can do better than others, right? The limitations last year, especially early, were physical. Like you couldn't call certain things because Kirk Cousins couldn't do certain things.
Right.
The limitations this year are going to be experience.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be able to call whatever you want for Penix physically.
Yeah.
For the most part. Like again, he's not like, you know, you're not talking about doing a lot of like quarterback run stuff with him. We're not talking about Lamar Jackson back there or something like that. But he can move more than I think he gets credit for.
He can run more. Like I think because and you talk about it all the time. I mean, I remember Indiana Michael Penix.
Right. And that was a running quarterback.
That was a running quarterback.
That was a mobile quarterback.
And obviously
quarterback.
He got hurt and everything like That's right. Hurt the knees and stuff. But yeah, I mean, they're not going to call design runs.
No, they're not going to do that. And that's not what I was saying. I was just saying he can do anything you're going to ask him to do physically from an arm perspective. I'm not saying you're going to have a lot of quarterback keepers, but the limitations will be there just because he's inexperienced.
Yes.
Like Kirk Cousins didn't have the experience limitations; he had the physical limitations.
Right.
It's going to be kind of the opposite with Penix, which. I'll take the experience. You can get experience.
Yeah, dog. You can't get talent.
Yeah, you're not going to get.
And I mean, some of them damn throws.
You're going to get a stronger arm.
Some of them out, like them corners and out routes, with like you got to get it over the defender. I mean.
It was just up was there just, for so long. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Penix.
Yeah,
Penix zips it in there. Yeah. Oh, how did he get there so fast? Yeah, he's got a cannon. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The Braves getting set for game one of a doubleheader today in Philadelphia, as yesterday got rained out against the Phillies. So hopefully they can they win two games in one day. That'd be fun. Yeah. Atlanta United's won two games in four days. They hadn't won in 57, so the Braves could win two games in one day. Hey, a couple college football scheduling notes as some of the times for these games have been released. Rusty just texted us that Georgia is going to play Marshall at 3:30 p.m., so we know that kick time is 3:30 p.m. Austin Peay also at 3:30 p.m. At Tennessee, 3:30 p.m. No night games, so that's good. And then the Georgia Tech game at the Benz is going to be also at 3:30. So mid-afternoon football.
I like night games, but boy, 3:30 is awesome.
3:30 is my favorite yes, kickoff.
Awesome, man. Because you got time to.
You don't have to be the first game. Yeah. Nobody likes playing at noon.
Yeah.
And the I saw night that, game, that's a long
they
time.
They officially put Ohio State, Texas at noon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Didn't Ohio State was like, hey, let's play Sunday instead. Yeah. And Texas was like, no.
No.
I don't want to do that.
The hell is
just
wrong with
play
y'all?
Play at noon. It's
yeah,
fine.
Man. But yeah, 3:30 games was fine with me. Especially when you think about when you're like, if I would go to games, I would prefer to go to a 3:30 game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get out of there and everything and have your whole Saturday. But yeah, waiting around for night games is brutal. But at the same time, it's fun when they get there. It is a fun time. But yeah, Georgia, good. I mean, waiting to see some, you know, some more OTA stats. I'm sorry, they don't have OTAs in college. No. You want to hear my OTA rant? Go check out the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
from
check
a yacht.
It. Huh?
From a yacht?
Yeah.
No, it's not that exactly. Yeah. It's it's an annual tradition that Randy gets mad about this stuff. And then Abe calls fans idiots.
Yes.
So
yes.
I would encourage you to go listen to the Off the Cuff podcast today because it's a banger.
It's a banger.
As they always are. Georgia Tech playing Gardner-Webb Saturday, September 6th okay. at 3:30. So all 3:30 games. Tech versus Clemson, September 13th, is a noon kickoff. So that's a noon kickoff against Clemson.
That's gonna be. Where's it at?
At Clemson.
That's gonna be a hell. Of, like, that's gonna be a hell of a game. Cause I'm telling you, it's early. I know it's about to be June. I think Clemson's gonna be good.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that question.
I think Clemson.
It might be really, Tech. I'm not sure.
Really good. I think Georgia Tech's gonna be better. Also, Haynes King coming back.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be really good.
They want to run the ball. I think Georgia Tech's gonna be good. But I think Clemson's gonna be real good.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they'll be real good.
I do too. Fun conversation, by the way. I know we listen to the College Game Day podcast. They had Bill Belichick and Dabo
on
at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, first and foremost, just kind of refreshing for the Belichick stuff to be football-related, which is great, which is why we like him and know him. But it's just fun conversations about football and the ACC and their paths crossing. They told a really fun Grady Jarrett story because obviously Dabo coached him and he, you know, killed the Patriots in that Super Bowl against Belichick and all that. So that was pretty cool. But, yeah, just a fun, refreshing, like, football-centric conversation.
Yes.
From two great football coaches. Yes. So that was pretty cool to get this morning.
I like how he said, BYG. What does that mean? Bring your own guts.
Yeah, bring also, two guys that sound very different
yes.
when they're talking.
Yes.
Like, obviously, they know football as well as anybody, and they had great conversations, but it's two very distinctly different voices. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bring your own guts.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So if y'all were paying attention to the music that we came into the segment with.
I was I don't know what the song is, but I haven't heard it on our show before.
You never have, probably.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of walk-up room there. I don't play a whole lot of Fall Out Boy. I'm not a huge Fall Out Boy fan.
Fall Out Boy, that's right.
The song was called Centuries, though, and the reason why I played it is because that is the music that Juice Johnson is currently using as her walk-up music. I doubt that will continue in the fall as she does change songs with every season, but we literally just found out 10 minutes ago on an email that we have made the middle school team.
There we go.
Hey,
awesome, man.
So Norcross Middle will be separated into two teams. We will have basically what will be a mostly sixth grader team and then a mostly seventh and eighth grader team. She is on the mostly sixth grader team, and that has opened up the door for me to continue to be her head coach.
Good, awesome.
That's great,
awesome.
Man.
Good,
awesome stuff, man.
That is. That's really cool.
I'm proud of her. So what we hope this leads to is, you know, high school, college perhaps, into the Women's College World Series, which is officially underway as Texas and Florida are getting on right now. Florida is down to Texas, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. So stay tuned all weekend for all of the and next week for all of the Women's College World Series fun. A lot of it's being aired on ESPN. College softball is in the forefront a lot more these days. And right after the College World Series ends, that's June 6th, if there's a necessary Game 3, on June 7th, the AWSL kicks off. That's the Athletes Unlimited Softball League, and it was announced this morning they have partnered up, or MLB has partnered up with them. So Major League Baseball is going to offer some joint sales and marketing promotional support, and broadcasts on MLB Network and MLB.com to raise the visibility of the AWSL.
It seems
pretty
like,
cool stuff.
It seems like there would be a market for that. You know what
100%.
I mean? Like, women's college softball is such a big thing.
Yes.
And obviously, softball in general, in this area, but like in this part of the United States, is such a huge deal for young people. It's a bummer that after college, these women are just hitting their peaks.
Right. They got nowhere for them to go.
Like, that's it. Maybe you can play in the Olympics or whatever, but it's over. That's awesome that something like this is coming around. Because, again, it just seems like there really would be – there's certainly a feeder system for it, but it seems like there'd be a market for
it. So we kind of announced this, or I told you – I don't know if it may have even been last summer, but this is the league that hired Kim Ng.
Mm.
who was an executive with MLB. She was the president of the Marlins for a while.
Right.
They brought on Jenny Finch.
When they were good.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, but she was there. She did it. So the AUSL will consist of four teams right now: Bandits, Blaze, Talons, and Volts. They will be on a traveling softball circuit. They will play 24 games across 10 different cities, and will conclude July 23rd with a best 2 out of 3 championship of the remaining two teams.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, speaking of amateur sports, I don't even know if they're amateurs anymore because they all get paid. The cover athletes of NCAA 26 have been unveiled. This game actually comes out in the next month or so. You can already pre-order it for $69.99, or you can get the deluxe for $99.99. Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Oh, they're two of the best player in the country is Caleb Downs, in my opinion. But these dudes are
Those are good picks for cover athletes.
Yeah.
I was a little, as a Washington fan, disappointed that we couldn't get – they had a bunch of logos in the background.
Uh-huh.
A lot of schools got their logos in the background.
Yeah. Missing one?
We couldn't get a W back there.
Oh, they didn't put y'all on there?
No. Oh. We can get back there. Now, App State's on there, so that's cool.
Oh,
my
okay.
wife's happy, so that's good.
They
but
put App State on there and they put y'all on there.
Yeah, man. Like, what are we doing? We're in the national championship game 2 years ago.
Maybe they're going to be on the premium edition.
Maybe.
Because they only showed – I've only seen the cover of just the regular standard edition.
Well, I'll tell you, we're not on that
they
one.
They got App State on there. Don't watch it.
And it's pretty, like, prominent, too. It's, like, in the middle. You can see it right there, which, again, good. I'm happy for the Mountaineers and their fans. But, like, there was, like, UCLA's on there? Come on. Mm. UCLA?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Nico Yamaliava. It's true we didn't get any big transfers. All we had was the Belichick's leaving. I don't know. I was a little bit like, come on. Like, could get the W in the background somewhere?
Really?
No? All right.
So
yeah.
On to some NFL audio.
Georgia
for you.
Was on there, obviously.
So y'all did mention Stephon Diggs on Cardi B's boat, or it's supposedly Cardi B's boat. They are a thing, I imagine. And his bag of crushed up blue chews, it looks like. So of course Vrabel gets a hold of this video and people are starting to talk, and he just urges Stephon Diggs, don't do anything stupid.
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and words, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
As it should. Don't give a damn.
Yeah, look, also
– does not care.
That's the answer that you give to a question like that. Yeah. But, like, how do you ask an NFL head coach about a video circulating on social media?
That's what I'm saying.
That, like, you have no idea what's happening
this
in
new
it.
Damn media.
Like, honestly, though.
Like, he's on a boat with a bunch of women.
What do you even ask him?
He
like, hey,
something.
Coach, did you see the video of Stephon Diggs on the boat?
That is a damn Timmy Tube.
That's guy. A crazy question to ask an NFL head coach.
Yeah, like, when you're just getting off the field with your team.
That's a crazy question.
Video
to
has
ask.
Nothing to do with the season. He's not going to be investigated by the NFL.
No.
He's not going to be suspended. He's not going to get in trouble.
And no one even knows what he's doing in the video outside of being on a boat with some women. Like,
and a damn scarf.
And a scarf.
In Miami.
Like, if you're going to ask him anything, it's
that's
like,
why I want a damn
hey, why is your wide receiver wearing a scarf with no shirt on?
Yeah.
Like, that's how do you feel about that fashion choice?
It is breezy out there.
I mean, I don't know. We looked a little deeper into it during a break.
Yes. It ain't nothing.
It doesn't look like a very big deal. It looks like maybe it was like a lighter and like some sort of rolling apparatus.
Yeah, man. That ain't.
It could have been for somebody else.
It is nothing. But just the overreaction to it. Because, I mean, obviously you get the algorithm, and people are, especially them damn Bostonian people, like, because he didn't come to OTAs. Oh, yeah, no wonder, because he's on, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a boat.
Yeah, he didn't come to the voluntary workout
come on, man.
So he could hang out on a boat in Miami. Who's, Who's confused?
I don't know.
It seems like what
voluntary
seems like the right thing to do. Voluntary. I don't know.
On a boat with like a whole bunch of cheats.
I watched the video a couple times and I was like, all right, where's the bad part? Where's the thing that he did wrong?
I mean, a lot of
hands. Well, hand somebody something. You can't hand somebody something on video.
Right. That, and that's the problem with it.
A lot of hands on you.
Somebody was videoing something that didn't need to be videoed, and that's the problem in general.
Yes.
But it's like, Stephon Diggs is just out there hanging out.
Living his best life.
You never been on a boat?
With girls like
that? With girls? Not like, maybe not like that, but you know, girls.
Because you got to put that, you got to put them in the equation.
Of course.
Yeah.
That makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm, you know, who hasn't been handed a bag of stuff on a boat with some ladies? Like,
happens all the time.
It happens.
So somebody that is at OTAs for the Cleveland Browns is one Joe Flacco. And, of course, you can't get in front of a microphone if you're an old, aging quarterback without being asked about mentorship. I absolutely love Joe Flacco's answer here.
It's a talking point. You can kind of, like, use it, like, because it's a good question to bait somebody into answering.
Thank you.
And either and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football.
It's amazing.
So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it.
It's amazing.
Great answer.
Brilliant answer.
Great answer.
He's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He's absolutely correct. With
it's
that,
the,
with that
it's not the dumbest thing over the last 5 years in the NFL because there's dumber stuff.
Yeah.
But it's on the short list,
it's on the short list of
dumbest narratives that have come out of
like,
nowhere.
How about you go do this, my guy? Go do some researching of questions. Don't ask the simple.
You ready to be a mentor? Gotcha. Doesn't matter what you say.
Oh
I'm about to get
God.
A click.
He's right.
And then Flacco goes, oh, actually, what I'm going to do is talk about the trap nature of this question and why I'm not going to answer it. Oh, the tables have turned.
Oh, my goodness.
Flacco's too smart for that. We can't do
turner.
We can't do is Joe Flacco elite anymore. Now we have to do is Tyrese Haliburton a superstar?
Yes.
Let's see if we could do Joe Flacco the mentor.
Mentor.
If we can get some clicks, some remaining clicks out of Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know, man. Do better. You guys got press passes for a reason. Write some questions.
Are we sure?
Well, so there's a reason for it. I don't know if it's a good reason.
Hey, Ma!
Somebody gave them to you. Try to write some questions, okay? Mentor. I'm Team Diggs, though. I'm Team Diggs.
How do you know people want to be mentored?
Mentored. Mentored.
Or whatever.
Yeah, mentored.
Have you always automatically assumed?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to be mentored. Not everybody does. We just got to wait. There we go. All right. I'll come back and get to the big story of the day. The one half of the NBA Finals got set last night. Talk about that. Braves' first pitch coming up in about 10 minutes as well. Hopefully they can win two games today. That'd be fantastic. Final hours next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.